What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, millennials. Happy Wednesday. Welcome back to the Morning Toast. It is hump day. That's why Theo's here, to get us all in the hump day mood.
Oh, we love to see it. Today's such an amazing hump day because it really feels like a Monday coming into studio for the first time this week. And this week has just been so unexpected, so beautiful, so special.
But I am really happy to be back.
Me
but the
too.
Two snow days, I have to say, like, were the, I didn't even realize, like, was the reset I needed so badly, even after a weekend.
So badly. Like, I need to treat my weekends, because we get 2 days in a weekend and we had two snow days, and like, what I did in those two snow days, like, I need to treat my weekends like that.
Yeah, I don't
where
know
it's
why.
Like a work day, but I'm relaxing.
I don't know why I have like so much value for like days off that I get during the week. And I have no respect for like the actual weekends that I get every week. I just like treat myself like shit. I sleep like shit. I don't actually reset. And what would the world be if I was like so intentional with my time on the weekends, you know, showered both days and read and, you know, ate nourishing, healthy food. Like, I think I got to start doing that.
Yeah, I think it's time to be intentional.
Yeah, it's like waking up every fucking weekend morning and like feeling hungover, vomiting, and eating McDonald's. Like, that's just not a way to nourish your body.
No,
I think
you have to listen to your body. And I learned a lot about my body in the last 2 days, and I'm very excited to be back in studio. We really, really missed being here. But the Monday and Tuesday's episodes were like so fun. Just, there was just, it was like the snow was just like a blanket over the city and I was cuddled up in it.
Yeah, and now the blanket has turned to like duty brown
of
slush.
Course. You love
because
duty
I just
brown
feel like
slush.
It's not said enough.
It hasn't snowed in New York if Claudia's not talking about the duty brown
because
slush.
People romanticize winter in New York and they like glorify the snow. And like, you're, yes, okay, sitting on the 100th floor of a building looking at the snow is nice. Walking to work, real life, having a dog, like, you are not a New Yorker unless you eat shit in like on, trying to cross the street and like other people like come and help you up, and it's so embarrassing.
That's so bad.
Do you remember like the first time you fell? I do.
Yeah, but I don't think it was in New York. Like, I think it was at Colgate because it's so snowy there, so icy and hilly. Kill me. Oh, so embarrassing.
Yeah, that's so embarrassing.
So like, compared to that, the streets of New York are a breeze. Plus, when you got your moon boots on, like, literally I walk so slowly but very carefully.
But there was like no snow plow, no salt. I'll never forget the first time I fell in the snow. I was down at NYU and I was walking to my internship, and I was like feeling myself, you know, like I got dressed special for the internship.
Yeah, nothing says like brave, courageous like wearing heels in the snow.
They were heeled booties, but yes, it was a 2-block walk from my dorm to 770 Broadway. Like, it was really short. And I'm crossing Broadway, and they do this thing where, like, they pile all the snow into the corners of the street. So, like, there's no way to cross the street. The street is empty, but the corner. And so I just, like, lost my balance. And I remember before I fell, I did, like, the ooh, ooh, like my
spooky.
Like, my feet were sliding, and like the guy next to me looked at me and he knew I was going down. We made eye contact, and
he,
I'm like,
sir,
like, it's over for me, like, please save yourself. And it was so mortifyingly embarrassing, and the pain, not to mention
not
like,
to
the
mention.
Physical pain.
Yeah, no,
not
the
just
emotional,
the emotional.
I think the emotional pain is worse.
Guaranteed.
And that's what has stayed with you to this day.
Of course. I'm not even thinking about like my sore thigh. I'm thinking about the shame I've harbored.
Absolute shame. But it is a rite of passage.
Yeah.
In any snowy city. Or in life. I think falling, like literally falling on your ass, is something that everyone has to go through.
Yeah. And you know what like brings me peace at night is that like even famous people fall. You know, like no matter who you are, Jeff Bezos like slips and he twists his ankle when he's just like going for a jog, you know? Everyone does it. And that makes me feel so, so good.
Like Jeff Bezos stubs his toe.
Yeah, and then he gets like so mad and he like curses, like, oh fuck. You know, like He also has like sweaty diarrhea too. Like, I just love thinking of really famous wealthy people in compromising human positions.
Yeah.
Sweaty diarrhea being one of them. Mm-hmm. Shawn Mendes.
Love to see it.
He has diarrhea. I bet you didn't know that.
No.
Fun fact about Shawn Mendes, he suffers from the occasional diarrhea.
Oh, wow. Well, we have so much to discuss today. We have so many stories that we need to get into.
It's also Wednesday, so we got Dear Toasters, oh my God, yes. Real Housewives of Dallas recap.
Yes, I watched the past two episodes of Real Housewives of Dallas, which was a treat. I finished the Redheads book last night, which was so good and really such a great compliment to the other book, the wonderful book that we read this month. We're recording the episode of The Redheads tonight. I'm actually really, really, I'm always really excited to record The Redheads. Yeah. It's like 2 in 2 weeks. It's a lot for us.
Oh, wow. It feels like I'm like being left out.
Do you
want
to come?
Well, I was going to read the book, but we share a Kindle account. And by share, I mean, I just like stole yours and I bought two books yesterday. Sorry, I'll Venmo you.
What was the second book you bought?
Well, so I gave up on The Last Mrs. Parrish.
Good.
Even though so many people were like, part two is so good. I just like, it's moving. So it's just so bad.
I recently learned that you are not supposed to finish books you don't like. Like, if you get into a book and you realize you don't like it, do not keep reading. That's what I learned. I would have thought the opposite, but no. Stop.
So then I started Night Road, which Counselor recommended to me.
I've never heard of it.
And then I, like, by the time I bought that one, I was just like fatigued with looking, so I just watched TV.
Understood. It's like when you watch so many trailers on Netflix,
yeah,
and then you don't watch anything.
But now I have a book and a half. Maybe I'll finish Mrs. Parrish, like if I'm bored on the beach once. Like, now I have two books in the future that I will at some point in my life complete.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Love to see you reading Not on Vacation. What do you think about the act?
And I want to watch, and I want to read How to Fail at Flirting. That's what I was going to say, but you were reading it and I didn't want to fuck up your page.
No, you already said that.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
Wow. Amnesia is on today. Yeah.
What do you think about reading from home? RFH. Oh,
you know, it's good because I've, through quarantine, I think maybe people can relate to this. Like, at first it was like, yes, let's stay up all night and watch television. And now it's like, if I turn my TV on, I'll throw up. Like, I'm just like so done with my television because it's just, I've officially reached the point where I have watched too much TV. And so I just sit and like scroll TikTok and then I get up and get a snack and I go back to TikTok. It's just like kind of boring. And these last few months, I haven't figured out like where to put my attention and my time. And reading at home, not on a beach, which is what I'm used to, is quite lovely.
So happy to hear it.
Yeah, but I also think I should go to a beach soon just to test the theory and make sure it's better to read on a beach.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
For research purposes.
For that reason only.
Yeah.
Well, should we get into what we came here to do today?
Yeah, I mean, I have a heavy heart with one of our stories today, and I think we should talk about it. So let's do it.
Yeah, so let's get right into the Fast Five stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
And that's true. That is, did you lie? No.
I didn't. I don't think that I did.
You don't lie.
I try not to.
But you might have misspoke.
Oh.
Because, and that misspokenness really got me feeling kind of sick, you know, like kind of like RDH.
Sick to your stomach.
To my stomach. Today's episode is brought to you by Hum Nutrition. Formulated by experts and rigorously tested, each unique Hum Nutrition supplement packs a combo of potent, clean, and clinically proven ingredients designed for specific goals like clear skin, improved skin, hair growth, balanced mood, and healthier body. To help boost your well-being in the ways you need it most, take their quick quiz and get individualized product recommendations from their team of registered dietitians to help bring your skin, body, hormones, and mood into balance with Hum Nutrition. We love a quick quiz here at the Morning Toast because honestly, all bodies are not created equally and not everyone needs the same vitamins. Like, I suffer from headaches. I get fatigue at like 3-4 o'clock. I have very poor memory. Like, those are the things that I need tailored when it comes to vitamins. I don't need the same things as you. And that's why we take the quiz and we love that.
We love a quiz.
So they also, I think some of their most popular products that I have actually started to take are the Hair Sweet Hair Vegan Gummy. It boosts your body's ability to maintain healthy, vibrant hair and support hair growth, which I think a lot of people can relate to. They also have Calm Sweet Calm, which is a vegan sour cherry gummy formulated to have formulated with a potent blend of ashwagandha and L-theanine, two all-star ingredients proven to help reduce stress symptoms and lower levels of the stress hormone cortisol. So they have fabulous products literally for every need in your life. And if you want to take the quiz, they'll tell you what you need. And if you want to get 15% off your first order, use the code TOAST. Plus, they have a flexible subscription option and chic packaging. It's insanely easy to stay on top of your daily dosage, too. Again, so that's humnutrition.com. Use the code TOAST for 15% off. And yeah, It's the best thing out there. Their effective, unique formulas are personalized to your needs and proven by clinical research. One small change done daily can help transform everything. That's true, like for Hub Nutrition and for life.
100%. Okay, first story is the big news of the day. Ugh. Morgan Wallen hurls the N-word after a rowdy night out. He apologizes, saying, quote, "I promise to do better." So TMZ has the exclusive. Morgan Wallen returned home Sunday from a rowdy night with friends, and as he walked up to his driveway, he hurled the N-word and other profanities, and it's all on video, and Wallen is remorseful. The country star and a group of buddies had just spent a night out in Nashville when they arrived at Morgan's home. At around midnight, they were extremely loud, honking horns and talking loudly, loud enough to piss off the neighbors. One of the neighbors began recording the antics on what appears to be a ring door. Like, what it looks like.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that the neighbor was the one who took the video.
Yes. So Morgan Wallen then sent out a statement, it seems like, to all of the major news outlets saying, quote, "I'm embarrassed and sorry. I used an unacceptable and inappropriate racial slur that I wish I could take back. There are no excuses to use this type of language ever. I want to sincerely apologize for using the word. I promise to do better."
I mean, this is so bad. Like, I don't know.
This is so disappointing.
This is so, so, so disappointing.
And so unacceptable. And I have been such a big Morgan Wallen fan. And I think today is a very upsetting day for those fans, because this is just so unacceptable. Like, it's January 2021. How are you using that word in conversation?
Right. And so casually. Like, of course he didn't know he was being filmed. But so you see, like, his demeanor. He's with his friends. This is clearly a word that is part in of his vocabulary.
And that is just not okay whatsoever. And I feel like, one, this apology statement that he put out is
bullshit.
Just not going to cut it.
He did more of an apology when he got, you know, in trouble for kissing a girl in a bar because he had, like, a wife at home. Like, I don't care what you do in a bar. Like, I want an apology here.
Yeah. And I think he's going to have to do much more to apologize for this. But I also feel like, on a personal level, like, he needs to look in the mirror and go on a personal journey. I think he needs help. I think there's been a lot of stories about him recently, like, he's drinking and he's partying, which is absolutely no excuse, but that's definitely something he needs to get under control if, like, he gets drunk and this happens.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And then also just, like, learning why what he's done is so wrong.
So bad. I agree. He definitely needs some sort of break and some help to do some self-reflection. I'm so mad at him. Like, I defended him last time with his, like, dumb, like, you know, kissing girls in bars. Like, I found a way around it. Like,
yeah,
because I just
two things I don't think are comparable.
No, not at all. And so when I saw this headline, I was so disappointed. I was so mad at him. Like, it's just, I don't know, first of all, how you even say that word, like, in this day and age, or at all, any time of year. But it's just, this is, like, I'm so angry at him. And I'm sorry to anyone, like, I watched a video, and I'm sorry to anyone who watched a video, and, like, no one should have to hear that word, you know?
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
I'm so angry at him.
So, so angry.
And a lot of people, a lot of country music artists are, like, talking about it on social media. And there's, like, two conversations going on. It's like, you know, this is not what country music represents. And then some people are like, no, this, like, is what it represents. Like, this is, like, a real problem in country music. And, like, we should talk about it, not, like, brush it under the rug. Like, oh, this is not what we're about, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, it's, of all the industries, I'm sure they deal with, especially, like, there aren't many black country artists. And I'm sure they deal with, like, the worst of the worst. So it's an interesting conversation, whether it's, like, something, like, should country music talk about it more? Or, like, you know, it's not who we are.
Or is this just, like, not reflective of country music?
But I don't think it's reflective of country music, but I think country music has a race problem.
Yeah, I think that this, reinforces, like, a really negative stereotype about country music.
Yes.
And it makes the rest of the industry look bad, too.
100%.
And I feel like, yes, that's something that they need to figure out, but also, like, Morgan Wallen, this is on you.
Oh,
you need to
yes.
figure it out. Like, you're not going to hide behind the industry and say that the industry is, like, what allowed you to become this person.
Yeah. It's just, I'm so mad at him. Like, so angry, so disappointed. Like, I've been listening to the album, like, pretty much the truckers for Morgan Wallen are fucking angry outside.
Yeah, that's an angry honk.
That's not a trucker, like, that they would do for Tayshia. Like, no, of course not. I've been listening to the album, but, like, literally on repeat since the last, like, 2 weeks. I haven't been able to listen to it since. I'm so mad at him.
I feel the same way. If anyone wants to, like, put out a fire album, like, now would be the time.
Somebody kind and genuine and lovely.
Yeah, because I have an album hole.
In my, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so angry.
Yeah. Okay, well, are you ready for some good news?
Sure.
Out of the country music world?
Okay. Oh, yes.
Yes, this is such great news. TJ Osborne, who is one half of Brothers Osborne, is ready to tell his story to Time magazine. In an interview with Time, he is coming out. He says that he's ready to put this behind him, that he has known that he's been gay for a very long time and that people close to him know, but mm-hmm. that's just not something that he's
felt comfortable
coming out with publicly. And now he is. He says, quote, "I'm very comfortable being gay. I find myself being guarded for not wanting to talk about something that I personally don't have a problem with. That feels so strange."
Right. No, I mean, when I read this, I was so shocked and I was so overcome with joy. I'm such a big Brothers Osborne fan. Their music is sickening the barn down. Like, it's so fucking good. And I don't know, this is such a big deal. Like, I can't think off the top of my head of any like huge country artists, male, who are gay.
Yeah.
And I just feel like it's like such a brave thing to do. And he's setting such an like an amazing example. And he's a pioneer. And like, I'm so thrilled.
And we always say like, he's obviously been his true self for a very long time, but to be someone in private and in public that is different, I think can be tough.
Difficult, yeah.
Yeah. And so when someone like feels comfortable publicly being exactly who they are and being proud to be that person, like, I think that's the best feeling in the world. And that's what I hope for everyone.
Yeah. And I think that like this might encourage, I don't know if anyone specifically I'm saying, I think this might encourage more people in the country music industry to come out if they are gay. Like, it just fosters a more welcoming environment when you're not the first one.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'm sure there are out male country artists that I'm not remembering, but to me in recent memory this is like the first one. But yeah. I'm sure there have been, so I don't want to like discredit, but for right now, contemporary.
Yes, artists. This is a very big deal.
Yeah, I read it, I was shocked. Like, I never thought of him as anything other than straight, because his music is very like, you know?
Yeah.
And when I saw it, I was so shocked and so excited. Like, I'm so happy for this. Is just a great story.
It's a great day to put on a Brothers Osborne album.
Oh, yes. That's what we will do today.
That's what we will do to celebrate.
The song Tequila Again, like, is perhaps... Actually,
their album, they put out an album recently, and it's really good, and I haven't gone through it enough, so that's what I'm going to put on while I cook today.
Literally, that song Tequila Again, like, my favorite thing is to... People who don't like country music or have never heard that song, I make them listen to it, because there's, like, a trick in the lyrics. Like, the whole first verse, he's talking about a girl. And then in the chorus, I don't want to spoil it for anyone, you realize, like, the girl he's been talking about is tequila. Mm. So I'm like, did you see what he did there? That's my favorite thing to do. Listen to the song.
Yeah. No, that's, like, a lot of country music songs are like that, where it's, like...
Yes. Trickster.
Beer can't. Yeah. And it's, like, beer can.
Also, like, beer don't. That's a Morgan Wallen song that, yeah.
That we're just...
We're not listening to anymore.
Not right now. Okay, ready for our next story?
Yes.
Golden Globe nominations are out.
Oh, yes.
Like, who cares? But
literally, who fucking cares?
I know, but like, one, the Golden Globes, like, as far as award shows, are considered a big deal.
Yeah,
two,
yeah, yeah.
I was interested to know, like, what were the big shows of the year? And three, as much as, like, celebrities have become so irrelevant and out of touch in the last year, TV kind of got us through.
Yeah, but Golden Globes is movies and TV.
Yes. I'm sorry, like, the arts kind of got us through.
Yeah, no, they did.
I was like, what were the big shows? Because there were so many shows. All we were doing this year was watching TV.
Yeah, no, I could definitely tell you what the big shows are. I'm curious, like, what are the big movies this year? Are there any?
So here are the nominees, and we'll go through each category. Tell me who you would vote for as a member of the Globe.
Okay.
That was Golden, of course.
The Hollywood Foreign Press.
Yes. No, is that
the Oscars, Globes? Whatever.
Okay. Best TV series, musical, or comedy? The Flight...
Glee.
The Flight Attendant... The Great, Schitt's Creek, Ted Lasso, Emily in Paris.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding. Like, that's what makes this...
How you know it's a bad year.
Yeah, and it's like...
But it wasn't a bad year for TV.
No, it wasn't. That is just so disgraceful.
For this one, it's either Schitt's Creek or maybe The Flight Attendant.
Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
Schitt's Creek. And plus, Schitt's Creek swept the Emmys. It's the year of Schitt's Creek.
Oh, yeah.
Best Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy?
Hairspray.
Palm Springs...
Oh, I heard that was good.
I watched it on the plane, and it was okay.
It was like Groundhog's Day, right?
Yes, it was, actually. It was okay, but the fact that it's nominated is, like...
Crazy.
Okay, it's been a tough year, I guess. But, like, we were all watching movies. But movies, I feel like, were more...
Delayed.
...affected than TV.
100%.
Borat, Music, The Prom, Hamilton... Are they Hamilton? Talking about the Hamilton that was like a video
Disney Plus
VCR,
like a camcorder,
like Kris Jenner,
like someone's mom on their iPad, like. Okay, honestly, I have not seen any movie in that category.
Yeah.
So I can't give my professional opinion.
No. The only movie that I saw was Palm Springs, but like I can't believe that's nominated for Golden Globe.
Me too. And in my mind, the only movie like I heard about endlessly was Hamilton. Like people were dying over it. So I want to say Hamilton.
Yeah, but then I also heard it was like weird and you could hear them breathing.
Oh, really?
Because it was like,
because it was live action, like on the stage.
Okay. This is really crazy. Best actor in a television series drama. Jason Bateman for Ozark, Josh O'Connor, The Crown,
Who's Josh O'Connor in The Crown?
I think he's Prince...
Prince Charles.
He's
excellent. Excellent.
Bob Odenkirk, Better Call Saul, Al Pacino, Hunters, Matthew Reese, Perry Mason.
Oh, Al Pacino in Hunters, even though they disgraced his character in like the last episode, he was excellent.
I just feel like I can't put my finger on who should be nominated, but it's not these people.
I mean, Hunters, I literally watched before quarantine. Like, yeah. How is that this year?
Yeah. Okay, this is what's crazy. Sorry. Best supporting actress in a motion picture. I have not heard of one of these pictures. Jodie Foster, The Mauritanian, Olivia Colman, The Father, Glenn Close, Hillbilly Elegy, Amanda Seyfried, Mank, Helena Zengel, News of the World.
Never heard of any of those movies.
Never heard of any of those movies, so I'm just going to keep going. This next category is good. Best actress in a miniseries or television film. Cate Blanchett, Mrs. America, Daisy Edgar-Jones, Normal People.
Winner!
Shira Haas, Unorthodox. So good. Nicole Kidman, The Undoing.
Oh, she's going to win.
But the winner, I think, Anya Taylor-Joy, Queen's Gambit.
Oh, this is a very competitive category. This is the quarantine category.
Yes.
I watched all of this in quarantine. Yeah. Even Unorthodox. That was like back when we were doing Toast series.
Yes. And that it was so good.
So good. I think any of them, these could win and I would be very, very pleased.
I totally agree. Best actor in a miniseries or television film. Hugh Grant, The Undoing. No, I mean, I don't think he'll win, but I think that he was really good because, like, we had no idea what was going, how crazy he was.
That's true.
Ethan Hawke, The Good Lord Bird, no. Mark Ruffalo, I Know This Much Is True.
I kind of, like, hot take, ready? I find Mark Ruffalo to be, like, one of the most annoying celebrities. Like, I feel like whenever there's a celebrity doing something, like, out of touch, Mark Ruffalo's there, like, with a poster board. He's like, sign me up. Like, I just find his presence so annoying. And I really haven't enjoyed him in any filmography since Just Like Heaven.
Since 13 Going on 30.
No, Just Like Heaven is an incredible movie when Reese Witherspoon comes back from the dead.
Yeah. Bryan Cranston, Your Honor. Jeff Daniels, The Comey Rule.
Okay, I forget, but it was someone in the beginning.
Well, we've only seen The Undoing. Oh. But I like Jeff Daniels. I'm voting for him.
I like Jeff Daniels, too. Is he like the chubby blonde guy from The Newsroom?
Yes.
So that, The Newsroom, I never watched it. But the, why are you laughing? Why?
A funny way to describe him.
Why, would you call me like the chubby brunette girl? He's chubby blonde.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't like when people like get offended. Like, whatever. I'm really not even going there today. So, I've never seen The Newsroom, but like the clip that opens the show, like, tell us why America is the greatest, New York Jets. Like that clip goes so viral. Like it's always coming up on my TikTok.
It does.
I've seen it all over. I've seen the clip 100 times. Like I've seen The Newsroom.
No, I watched all of The Newsroom and I loved it so much. And I feel like, I don't know what happened to it. But I don't know if it's like available to stream places, but it's such a good show.
And you know what's so weird about Jeff Daniels in The Newsroom? He's also dumb and dumber.
Like, yeah.
How do you do both? That is called acting.
Right,
like,
which is why I think he should win.
I agree with you. He gives me like grandfather vibes. Like I just want to like sit on his lap and get presents.
Okay,
now
it's time for our favorite segment.
What else has Jeff Daniels been in? Yes,
we'll have
love
to work
this
on that, but okay.
IMDb.
It's easier. Google Films does a better job, but also Google, they organize it at the top. But again, like, please use my data and know which movies I've already seen. Okay, he was in Dumb and Dumber, Dumb and Dumber 2, The Martian, Terms of Endearment, Steve Jobs.
He was
in Pleasantville. That's such a great movie.
Who was he in Pleasantville? I love Pleasantville.
I don't know who he was. He was in RV, which is one of your favorite movies.
That is one of my favorite movies.
He was in Because of Winn-Dixie, such a stellar flick.
Who was he in RV?
I think I think he was so a competing
family's
out.
Like RV, like the father of the competing family.
Oh, drama.
By the way, RV starring Robin Williams, Cheryl from Curb Your Enthusiasm, and JoJo the singer is literally the highest cinematic achievement Hollywood has ever put out. It is such an incredible movie. They also do a rendition at the end of the movie of Route 66 by Rascal Flatts. Well, it's not by Rascal Flatts, but I think Rascal Flatts covers it in the movie. Like, it's so good. I'm going to watch RV tonight.
Oh, that's a good one. Enjoy. Yeah.
And then JoJo comes in. She's like the moody teenager at the end. And I think they're at some wedding or something. I don't know where they're at. And they go into like all singing Route 66. And then, of course, like JoJo slays it, you know?
Yeah. I didn't like RV as much as you did. I'll have to give it another chance.
Oh, my God. It's a movie where I literally cackle. Like, I can't breathe. Like, that's Robin so funny. Williams like, is so
It's like my
funny.
Bad teacher.
Yeah, you didn't
get it.
But also, I haven't seen it in so long that it might be, like, a joy to rewatch because I don't remember any of the jokes.
Or the opposite.
Oh, yeah.
No, but no. You should rewatch it.
Maybe I shouldn't so that it can live, like, rent-free in my head as the best movie of all time.
Mm. Okay, best actor in a motion picture, comedy, or musical. Andy Samberg, Palm Springs. Sacha Baron Cohen, Borat. James Corden, The Prom. Lin-Manuel Miranda, Hamilton. Dev Patel, Personal History of David Copperfield.
I don't really care. Like, I'm happy for all of you.
Yeah.
I do think Sacha Baron Cohen in Borat, while I thought Borat was not good, he is excellent as the character.
Yes.
So there's something to be said about that.
Agreed. Okay. Best TV series drama. This is the major category, and I think that the nominees are lacking. The Crown.
Winner.
Lovecraft Country. The Mandalorian. Ozark. Ratched.
What about Queen's Gambit? That's really bizarre.
I know. And I'm sure if I went back to like the rest of my viewing history, like there's other shows that have been snubbed.
I'm sure Bridgerton will like,
what
be
about
next
The Undoing?
Year?
Yeah. Even though like I liked it. But I wouldn't advocate for it to be.
No, Queen's Gambit. Like what the fuck?
Yeah. What the fuck?
But The Crown is so good. Am I waiting for another Crown season or did I just finish one?
We just watched it.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Yeah. Best actress in a motion picture, comedy, or musical. Anya Taylor-Joy, Emma. Didn't know she was in something else. I'll be watching that. Rosamund Pike, I Care a Lot. Maria Bakalova, Borat. Yeah. Kate Hudson, Music. Michelle Pfeiffer, French Exit.
It's just so crazy, like, how I literally am a pop culture connoisseur. And I say this every time we go over nominations for Golden Globes or Oscars. And I've never heard of any of these movies.
I know. I just feel like we actually really watched a lot of stuff this year. So, like, again, I just feel like these choices aren't my choices.
Yeah. I just feel like growing up, there was, like, four movies that made it into every category. And you saw those four movies and, like, you were a well-informed Oscar viewer.
Yeah.
But yeah. I can't keep up with all these. Like, between all the streaming services, there's so many movies that could be best movie, and it's just exhausting to keep up.
Yeah. Soon we're going to get into the bigger categories, but best actress in a TV series drama, Olivia Colman, The Crown, Jodie Comer, Killing Eve, Emma Corrin, The Crown, two crowns, Laura Linney, Ozark, Sarah Paulson, Ratched. Ozark is like a really big one. Zach was watching it.
I heard Ratched was bad.
Yeah, I didn't know like anyone who watched it.
Right. And it's like a Ryan Murphy Netflix show. Like, and whenever he does it, you know, he did Hollywood. He did The Politician. Like, everyone dies for it. And it's like you see it everywhere. Did not see one thing about Ratched. Maybe it's good, but I haven't heard anything.
Yeah. And then best actress in a motion picture drama, which are like the big movies. Frances McDormand, Nomadland, Carrie Mulligan, Promising Young Woman.
She's going to win.
Really?
I've been meaning to watch that movie. I heard it's very triggering. Like if... Like, there's a big trigger warning for sexual assault on the movie, but I heard it's incredible.
Got it. Vanessa Kirby, Pieces of a Woman, Viola Davis, Marini's Black Bottom, Andra Day, The United States versus Billie Holiday.
By the way, I've also been meaning to see the Billie Holiday movie, and I didn't know that Andra Day plays Billie Holiday. It's a Hulu, right?
I don't know what streaming service is on.
I've been meaning to watch that movie. Maybe we'll do that for Toast Movie of the...
Oh, that would be great.
The Billie Holiday movie.
And then also Best Motion Picture Drama, which is like the big category that'll probably reflect the Oscar contenders. Nomadland, Promising Young Woman, The Father, Mank, The Trial of the Chicago 7.
Okay, I'm going to watch Promising Young Woman and the Billie Holiday movie. That's what I'm going to contribute to the Oscars.
Yeah, but this is the Golden Globes.
Yeah, but you know, like, this is just the dress rehearsal.
Yeah, the Golden Globes are just...
Are they in person? Like, what are they?
I don't know what the setup is going to be.
One of my favorite things is when celebrities post videos and themselves finding out that they got nominated. And, like, you can tell it's really genuine. I just love watching, like, surprise videos. I just saw Kaley Cuoco's because, like, she's used to being on a sitcom. Like, she's not used to working on Golden Globe worthy material, and she got nominated for The Flight Attendant, and her reaction was quite joyous.
Oh, that's cute.
It's like, I also love watching military homecomings. I just love like surprises.
Oh, yeah, so beautiful.
So beautiful.
Okay, our next story, new couple alert. Aaron Rodgers and Shailene Woodley are reportedly dating.
And if you watch The Morning Toast, we discussed this in July.
And we watch back what we said. I said I was, quote, here for it. And now that I'm seeing it, you know, right in front of me, I don't know that I'm here for it.
You know, do not get any sort of materials. I'm not even close to, like, building a ship.
Do not get my building materials out. Like,
The toolbox in the truck.
But it's like, I won't be burning down other people's ships because I'm not against it.
Me either.
I
just, meh. You meh. Yeah. Meh. 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 Honestly, ever since Aaron Rodgers and Olivia Munn broke up, I just don't believe in love for Aaron Rodgers. Like, I just think his time is
up.
He
should just, like, focus on his career.
Yeah, because then, like, he found Danica, and I was like, you know what? Like, that's the one. And that wasn't the one either. So I'm starting to feel like maybe he's toxic. Like, maybe it's him.
That's a really good point. But yeah. The Green Bay Packers quarterback and Shailene Woodley are dating, according to E! News, with a source telling the outlet the pair have kept their romance, quote, private and low-key. I will say, though, like, that's a good recipe for romance. They've been rumored together since July. It's now January. We hadn't heard about it, and they're still going strong, and they were able to be low-key. Like, they might be in love.
Agreed. I just don't know if Aaron Rodgers could really get down with Shailene Woodley's lifestyle. From what I know about it, she's very granola. She, like, you know, makes her own soap, and she doesn't, like, you know,
but how do you know that he's not interested in making his own soap?
I just have a feeling, like, that's just not, like, what NFL guys do. You know, maybe this is a stereotype of me, but I just feel like that's not what they do.
Make their own soap, you mean?
Yeah, and I feel like if there's anyone on the planet who I'm less compatible with, have less in common with, it is one Shailene Woodley. Like, she made all this money, and she's like, I don't want it. I'm like, okay, give it to me. Like, oh, material items, I can have anything I want. I want nothing. Okay, give it to me.
Yeah,
can't relate to, like, her struggle.
Yeah. So, but opposites attract, even though we don't know anything about his personality, and maybe he does make his own soap.
I know nothing about him, and to be honest, like, after how he goes through women, it's like, maybe it's not that interesting. Like, maybe they're leaving him because he's boring.
And all he talks about is
football. Like, we get it.
Football and his friends.
Yeah, like, my God, chill.
Anyways, that's the new couple alert. Build your ships at your leisure.
At your own risk.
Yeah. I'm done shipbuilding.
I'm done. It's not a fruitless effort. You know, you spend all this time, like, getting so many ships for these people. And then in a matter of minutes, it's just...
We're by the port.
We're by the port, back unloading the ship.
Yeah.
It's exhausting work.
Okay, next story. This one's for you. Our fifth and final, but I'm also going to, like, sneak in a little fifth-year and final-year. Jeopardy! Announces more guest hosts.
Oh!
And here they are. We have Anderson Cooper, Dr. Oz, Savannah Guthrie, and Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Okay.
It's four more guest hosts in the rotation of maybe people just having fun, maybe people are auditioning.
Dr. Sanjay Gupta and I were next to each other in the bookstore. And so there is a special place in my heart for him because he really legitimized my book. So I want him to get the job.
Yeah. Or, I mean, still, I think out of all of these names, maybe Dr. Oz resonates the most as someone who could, like, be that person.
Warm, welcoming vibe. Yes.
But still, I haven't found it. I haven't heard it. I'll know it when I see it.
Yeah, and you know what? Even all those people...
Like, I'm not even watching Jeopardy.
All those people you named, well, yes, they are good hosts. I don't know if they have that factor. And you know who just came to mind? We, like, say her...
Maury.
No, but Maury. Yes. Yes. But you know who just came to mind who...
Rachel Ray.
Kind of. Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, Kelly Clarkson, it's like, it's not the next stop on her tour.
No, but you know what I mean? She would be good at it.
Maybe in, like, the next few decades, but it's just like, that's not in her map right now.
What about Oprah? I mean, she's so rich, she doesn't need the money, but, like, she could be that energy.
She could be.
Oprah?
Mm-hmm.
Just something to think about.
Yeah, I would love to see her guest host.
Yeah.
And then also, I just wanted to add some important biz news is that Jeff Bezos is no longer CEO of Amazon. He'll remain chief of the board, but he has stepped down from his CEO duties. And it was revealed.
Duties.
Sweaty duties. And it was revealed that Amazon Web Services CEO Andy Jassy would take over as the main man.
Interesting. I mean, I can relate. Like, if I was so rich, like, why would I still be working? Like, going to work every day? Like, no, sleep in, Jeff Bezos. And the chairman, the chair of the board, whatever he is, board of the chair, he can sleep in. And I feel that. He's worked really hard. Relax.
Yeah. He said that running Amazon at large is exhausting and all-encompassing, and he's got other projects he wants to go all in on. He'll still have a hand at the wheel, though, as executive chair of Amazon's board.
Yeah, I mean, I'm wondering, like, is there a scandal? Like, people don't step down. So it's like, what's the scandal? Naked pics? Like, what did you do?
Well, we already had those. Like, we had
the texts.
Like, that was that level of scandal.
I want to get drunk with you.
I want to wake up and read the newspaper. Maybe he's just, like, stepping down
because he's embarrassado.
To, like, no, because he just wants to wake up and read the newspaper. Not, yeah, like,
and
write
drink
it.
With her all night.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm curious.
Or if, maybe something's
a but you know what? We said the same thing about Bob Iger, but he stepped down, remember? Yeah. Because there was still like 2 years on his contract. And we were like, oh, there's a scandal coming. There wasn't.
Right, but maybe it's like these people are just tired. You step down to avoid the scandal. So if they're stepping down, it's like, we're not going to ever see the scandal.
Oh.
Probably.
Oh, I thought it's like preemptive.
If they do their jobs right.
I thought it was preemptive. Like, okay, the scandal's coming, but at least I won't be, you know, associated with Disney anymore, you know?
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe it's like, this is the... These are the terms.
You know what disappoints me about Bob Iger? So we were never able to get in contact with, like, one of his grandchildren, you know? Like, when I feel like whenever we say things on the toast, I always get a DM being like, that's my brother.
Yeah.
I've not heard from a single Bob Iger relative, and that's upsetting.
That is upsetting, but keep dreaming. Never stop.
Keep dreaming.
Reaching for your goals.
Should we do our TV recap segment?
Yes, those were the stories, and I feel as though you needed to know them.
For sure. I feel very informed. Like, I feel like I digested all that information, and I'm feeling good.
Feeling good.
Enough to cure the RDH. Ooh. But just in case.
I'm sneaking back.
I got to tell you guys, today's episode and the TV recap segment is brought to you by FabFitFun. So the Spring Box is coming, where you can choose from a wide variety of products when you order. They offer 20 female-founded brands in the Spring Box this season. So we actually got the box. It's so fabulous. Like, first of all, when they say full-size items that come in the seasonal boxes, like, it is full-size items. Like, in the box, I got a full-blown duffel bag. And it was so cute to have, like, little daisies on it. From beauty and wellness to fashion and lifestyle, they really curate very, very good boxes.
Very good boxes.
For a reasonable price. This is like my fourth box now, and I keep just getting blown away by the offerings. Products.
There's so many things you need, and then also so many things you did not know that you needed.
Yes, like gel eye under eye patches. Yeah, it's like yes, this, I need them? Would I ever like go out and buy them for myself? No. But now they're in the box, gotta go.
I got this wooden face brush that I had like seen other people using.
Oh, yeah.
That I use now every morning, and I just feel like my lymphatic nodes are on fleek.
Your nodes are snatched.
Yeah.
Your snatchy nodes.
Snatchy nodes problems.
It's just like really a fabulous product, and it's like a little gift. You know, you forgot that you're subscribing, yes. And then all of a sudden this big beautiful box comes with like fabulous scarves and blankets and mugs, and it's everything of the
sort.
Oh
my god, I got the most amazing mugs from my box last
they're
month.
they're huge.
They're like these perfect tea mugs, and as I've been watching Downton Abbey, I literally feel tea. Like the Dowager Countess, and I think that's my favorite thing I got from my box so far.
Yeah, the best part is like you get all these fabulous things and you don't have to leave your house, which is really a cornerstone of things that are important to me.
Yes.
And if you want to use the coupon code TOAST for $10 off your first box, you can do that at www.fabfitfun.com. Again, that's code TOAST for $10 off your first box at www.fabfitfun.com. Coupon code TOAST. It is everything of the sort.
It really is.
Okay. Real Housewives of Dallas. So you watched the last three episodes. So like you probably thought it was like good.
Last two.
But like watching last night's alone was so boring. I guess because of COVID, maybe they're like have limited footage. Because like one whole episode devoted to like Brandy's birthday party. It's like kind of weird.
Yeah. But then it was like there was the other parts of the episode were people's personal lives. And I just also was like not feeling that either. So I was like, why didn't we get more from Brandy's birthday? But there's only so much that they can do. And I actually thought they had a really fun.
The day looked very long.
It did. But like, I feel like they were having a good time eventually. And I thought DeAndre did a great job of planning.
Me too. Like, you know, I'm in this place now where like Carrie's so wrong, and I'm really disappointed because I love Cameron, but time and time again I feel like when it comes to fights she's always on the wrong side of history, but I just love her, so like I don't care, but like I'm always disagreeing with her. Like Carrie is wrong, But it's worth mentioning that, like, Carrie's obviously going through a lot and she hasn't spoken up to the women. And I think that if she did, they would, like, give her a break because mm-hmm. she's acting so erratically and, like, she's so nuts. But she's going through something. So, like, if she had vocalized it, I think the women would have been more sympathetic towards her and kind of given her a pass for poor behavior. But nobody knows. So she just looks like she's just being insane.
Yeah, I agree. It was tough to watch. And I do feel like she is just causing a lot of drama.
And I just feel like she's in a bad headspace, like with her kids, like there's a lot going on. I think we learned last year, like her marriage isn't perfect. I just think she has a lot going on in her personal life. And that's why she drinks a lot. And that's why she's just like always lashing out at people.
But then also like she hasn't mentioned it to anyone. And then at the table, she like kind of blurts it out. And I like, yes. So given that now they know, they should give them a pass, but it is hard for like the women. And I think DeAndre to just be like, oh, okay, well now I'm not mad anymore.
Yeah, no, it was, you know? So the wrong time, wrong place. And I feel like Carrie actually like felt really bad. Like she almost didn't get permission from her daughter to share it with the women.
Yeah. I felt like the way that all unraveled was just not
natural.
Not what anyone would have planned. It was kind of strange.
Yeah. One of the things that I found really interesting this episode was we learned about Jen, who's like this friend of housewife who like keeps hanging around. And I think it's very clear that she was intended to be filmed as a full-time castmate, but something happened. Maybe she was boring or whatever. What I read online was that there was like an incident with her and her husband and some sort of substance. Like they were just kind of messy and like,
yeah,
that's why they didn't get.
That's what I heard too.
But then she's sitting talking. She doesn't drink. She's sober. Like that was shocking to me.
Yeah. So I think that's just a part of her story.
Yeah.
It would have been interesting to see it, but I was actually wondering why, because it sounds like it's super dramatic and like interesting.
Yeah.
But Bravo just clearly drew the line and was like, no, yeah, we're not going to air this.
Also, Carrie referring to Tiffany as COVID girl, like, is literally the most out of touch thing like of all time, like in this day and age, like where we respect our healthcare heroes and she's like out here making a mockery of it.
Yeah. And that was such a weird place that argument went to, like then coming down on Tiffany for hanging out with them, even though she's exposed because she's a doctor. I was just like, what is this? Like what's bubbling under the surface? Like,
yeah, no, it was so stupid.
It was so stupid. But I was glad that Brandy put an end to it because it was like getting really off the wagon. But it's clear that a lot of these tensions remain.
The one thing I will say about Tiffany, as much as I am enjoying her, it's very clear that she has this baggage. Like, she's, you know, stressed about being a mom and working full time. So, like, maybe now wouldn't have been the best time to join a reality show. Like, it just does feel, like, a little silly to, like, watch her struggle with this when I know she just took on a third job of being a housewife, which is filming and reunions. Like, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
So I'm just, like, kind of bored by this whole, like, working mom guilt thing, which I know is, like, a real issue for a lot of people. But, like, you just took on a reality show. So, like, you should have figured that out before you took on this new opportunity.
I totally agree. And we kind of opened the episode with her talking about it. We closed with her talking about it. It's a lot of her talking about it, especially, like I always say, for a new cast member to get so into like your personal issues when I don't even really know you yet. It's like
you have to earn that.
Yeah, like, I'm not like fully interested in like your work-life balance struggle.
Couldn't agree more.
And if that was just like her personal storyline, that would be that is fine. But it's just she's getting the most personal story time.
Yeah.
Line.
It's bizarre.
So I was just like, by the end, I was really bored. And it was sad because she was so emotional. And I'm just like,
I wasn't connecting to it at all.
Yeah.
I'm like, so why did you take this third job?
Yeah.
Like the irony of her, you know, crying in her room about being overwhelmed by her two jobs while doing this new third job, like it wasn't lost on me.
Also, did you watch? Oh, you did not watch What Happened?
I watched like the first 5 minutes. It was so boring. And like both of their Wi-Fis were so blurry.
Oh, my God. What are you talking about?
Yeah, literally couldn't see anything.
It was perfection.
Terrible.
Stephanie
terrible.
And Tiffany were on Watch What Happens Live, and I was nervous that it was going to be awkward because like we know that they had like a little bit of drama because of Stephanie talking about the closet tour. I thought it was Tiffany's first time ever on Watch What Happens Live. I thought she did an amazing job. Like,
and she was sitting in her closet.
She was sitting in her closet, but no, a lot of things came up, and she pretty much, one of the viewers asked exactly what Cameron said, like, how is it not hypocritical for you to push the chicken feed on her while you didn't want the shots and to call her a COVID girl when she called her COVID girl? And she just like completely was like, yeah, no. She was like, with the chicken feet thing, I think I was trying too hard. I wanted to like make a moment. Cameron Westcott like on TV eating a chicken foot, like how funny would that be? And I just definitely was trying too hard. I'm like, wow, that's a really big thing to admit. Like,
no, that's very mature.
So often we all try too hard, and like,
and to not defend your own hypocrisy is like the hardest thing to do, trust me, I know.
Yeah,
like,
and so I just think everybody, I think Andy was really impressed by her. I think that,
oh, I'd love that.
Yeah. And I think that she's going to be like amazing at reunions, and I think she's got it all going on.
Well, the thing, what we always say, like the cornerstone of a good housewife is being able, when it's the time, to admit when you are wrong and apologize. And you go down a very dark path when you cannot ever once own your shit. And like, you just deflect everything onto someone else and like nothing is ever your fault. That becomes like cyclical and really boring to watch. So that makes me happy to hear like she saw herself on TV like doing two conflicting things and she owned it. Like, it's not a big deal.
It's so not a big deal.
No, I and love
like
that
now
for her.
That she said that, like, I'm never gonna think about it again.
Right. No, but like, it would always bother me if she like never owned it.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I always felt about Dorinda. Like, she never owned anything. So I couldn't move on to the next season because I was still mad about what she did in Miami to Bethany.
100%.
Also, Andy went on Bethany's podcast and I'm 100% gonna listen to that. It's I saw a clip. It sounded so good.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Can we do Dear Toasters now?
Let's see what everyone's up to.
Dear Toasters is our advice segment. If you ever want advice, you can email us deartoasters@gmail.com. We will read your prompt anonymously. We will change names. You don't have to worry about any of this. This is a long one. Hi, Claudia and Jackie. I love you both so much. Thank you for always making my mornings great. And Claudia, so excited to read your book. I'm starting right after I send this. Thanks. Here's the sitch. At the last Super Bowl in Miami, my boyfriend cheated on me. After some time, we've been able to reconcile. Our relationship is better than ever, and I'm not worried about this ever happening again. The real issue in all of this is his parents. They don't know any of that stuff that happened, and I'm not exaggerating. Every time I'm around them, which is about once a week, they bring up him going to the Super Bowl last year. It's weird.
That is weird.
They're huge fans of the Chiefs, and anytime they have a chance, they will say things like, wasn't the Super Bowl the best weekend of your life? And it's driving me insane. For Christmas, they got him a coffee mug, a beer mug, and a mouse pad with a photo of him at the fucking Super Bowl. When we were at their house for Christmas, his mother served me coffee in that mug. She also got one for herself. And it took everything inside of me not to chuck it at a wall. We've completely moved past this, so it's really annoying that now in my own home, we live together, I'm constantly confronted by the hardest thing we went through in our relationship every time I do the dishes. I know if his parents knew about this, they would never bring it up again, but I know he really doesn't want them to know. Is this part of forgiving him and moving on? I really do think I will be marrying this guy, and sometimes I think about how my whole life I will never stop being reminded of this incident. What should I do? Smash the mug? Right now my plan is just to suffer in silence and hope one day it'll stop, but I know if we do get married and this continues, one day I will crack and it'll all be exposed. Let me know what you guys would do, because I am stuck. From a triggered toaster.
Wow, that is so hard. Get rid of the cups. No, this is just so not your problem to like, you didn't do anything wrong and now it's constantly staring you in the face. And I feel like part of your boyfriend being forgiven, like what he needs to do is like tell his parents, like, listen, he doesn't have to say I cheated on you. Just say like, the Super Bowl is a source of contention for us. Like, I messed up that weekend and please stop bringing it up at every turn. Like, I think he needs to say something to them so just so that they know that it's like a weird spot in your relationship, and assuming that once they know that, they will stop bringing all of these things up.
Yeah, and honestly,
also, like, if your mother-in-law wants to serve him in the mug in her house, like, that's fine. But in your house, you do not need those.
Yes, get rid of the one in your house. But also,
just, you know what you could do? Like, you stand in the kitchen on top of a hardwood floor and you hold it and then you release.
Yeah, no, literally, like, kerplunk. Kerplunk. The thing is, though, is that, like, I don't know why we're, like, he fucked up. Like, why we're protecting him so much? Like, tell your parents. Like, the parents should know if you're that close to them once a week.
It's not that we're protecting him. It's, like, who wants to dig this all up again? And now everyone knows. And it's, like, it just happened all over again. And she's finally gotten past it. It's as much for her as it is for him. And I think that they can just be, like, politely nudged into being, like, listen, like, that is just, like, a pit in our relationship. Please stop bringing it up.
If she is as over the incident, like, as she says she is, then they should be able to get through this. Like, I don't think it'll last forever.
No, and I think that the best way to go about it is he needs to say something to them, not disclosing all the details, but, like, making it clear that he
Super Bowl is off limits.
Super Bowl is just a sore subject.
And you know what? As more Super Bowls pass, this will get less and less, because crazier things will happen at the next Super Bowl. You know, Aunt Sally gets drunk.
By the way, I've been meaning to say we need to put in our predictions. You're saying that they're Kansas City Chiefs fans, so hopefully they
win. Is this
a
sign?
They win this Super Bowl, hopefully. And maybe you guys should go to Tampa, like, tomorrow.
Is this a sign?
I think you guys should go to Tampa. Hopefully Chiefs win. New memories.
Okay, Jackie, who are we giving it to?
I'm going with the Bucks. Maybe we should do different ones. That way one of us is a winner.
Okay, because I was going to say the Chiefs.
Okay, great.
I just like to put my money on the future, not the past.
I understand. I just...
And I'm not going to lie. Loved Kansas City when I went. Fabulous place. Fabulous people. I did also go to Tampa. Fabulous place, fabulous people, but not as fabulous as Kansas City. I said what
I
said.
You know, I don't know. I could see it going either way.
No,
I
know.
I think that
the thing is, there's really a 50-50 shot.
I think one team is going to win and one team will lose.
No, I think that's actually a really good prediction.
And I could see Tampa winning and I could see Kansas City winning.
And I could also see Tampa losing and I could, hypothetically, see Kansas losing.
I don't know. I just...
Is I Kansas just feel like City in Kansas City or is that one of those Missouri ones?
Ooh, asking the wrong person.
Like, I get confused. I think Kansas City is Missouri and Oklahoma City is Oklahoma. There's one that's like not in the city, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right, next
up. I just feel like I could see myself watching the Super Bowl and being like, how did I not bet on Tom Brady? Like, duh. How many times does he have to tell me
right. he's going to
do
it
before I believe that he's going to do it? But I could also see it like being the time when
like this underdog.
A turning point where it's like everything's in the rear view for Tom Brady.
Yeah,
but that doesn't feel, you don't get to the Super Bowl playoffs championship.
Just to be in the rear view.
No, when it's in the rear view.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're
so
right.
He's still that Tom Brady. I'm going Tom.
All right, next up. How you doing, Claw, Jax, Theo, and Bruno Sweets?
Darn good.
Longtime listener, first time caller. I live in New York City and my businessman, Bo, and I rented an apartment at the beach for the winter. Ooh, that sounds so nice. It's a studio with no desk, so we both work from the kitchen table. Yesterday, businessman Bo requested I not go behind his computer as he would be on a video call. Easy enough. I then went to the bedroom to change into workout clothes without remembering that there was a mirror behind him. I had just taken off my bra when I heard him screaming. Much to my dismay, it was too late. I had flashed the whole group. To make matters worse, this was a welcome to the team call for a new analyst. Welcome to the team. Here are my girlfriend's tits.
He's so welcoming.
What now, ladies? His group meets for outdoor safe happy hours regularly, and significant others go. Also, he's a pajama, and I don't want to break up with him. Do I bring it up and laugh about it? Do I pretend it never happened, all while knowing in the back of my mind that it did? Help. An itty-bitty titty toaster. Can't relate.
Oh, well, if it's itty-bitty titties.
Maybe he would think that there was a man.
Stop. No, it's like it's just less stressful. Do you know what I mean? Here's the thing. I just feel like we never really talked about the flip side to having a businessman Beau.
No, you're right.
Which is that
there is a flip side.
Which is that he's constantly working. He's
it's
Zoom
exhausting.
Calls.
You can't run around naked.
Like even if there wasn't a mirror behind him, like if he's working like through the night, like the window behind him gets reflective. Like these are just the trials and tribulations of having a businessman Beau.
No, but the thing is, like, you guys were so conscious enough before this phone call to be like, let's not walk behind me. Nobody really thought about the mirror. Like, how?
Things happen, Claude. Things really, really happen.
You know what? Just fucking own it. If that was me, I'd be like, yeah, those are my titties. Want a pic?
I would just...
I'm that girl. $5 for a photo. $10 for feet.
I just feel like what I'm getting from this story is, like, you guys have a good relationship. Like...
Don't let this
sidetrack the good thing you have going.
In terms of the happy hour, just walk in confident.
Walk in confident. Like, you're beautiful, stunning, and smart. Walk in and say, you're welcome. And just get a drink.
A lot. And then flash your titties again.
Yeah.
And this time, like, intentionally.
Find a way to make a joke about it. And then, like, you're
but
just
it's also
gonna...
a professional environment. So, like, you can't.
You also don't want, like, people getting
HR.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a tough one. Good luck. Hey, Claudia and
I
Jackie.
Mean, I'm sure people have done worse in these times, you know?
Oh, yeah. Man. We reported on that guy, like, 6 months ago. Yeah. Started jerking off on his
Jeffrey Zoom. Tubin, but, like, he lost his job and everything. So it's, like, that's not really...
We don't want that for
that's
you.
Not a good example.
You know, in these COVID times, like, there is, a line, like...
Between, like,
accident,
oops, I'm at home, like, what do you expect from me? Versus,
and unforgivable.
Like, hello, I'm a pervert.
Just your neighborhood sex offender. Hey! All right, third and final. Hey, Claudia and Jackie. Hi, and Ern.
Darn good.
Claude, thank you so much for your book. I absolutely loved it. I laughed. I cried. I think I might just have to read it again. Thank you. I swear, that's written. I didn't make that up. So my boyfriend and I have been together for 7 years and living together for 3. Over quarantine, I found it impossible to sleep in the same bed as him. For the most part, it is him allowing our 5-year-old chocolate lab to push him over to my space, leaving me hanging off the bed. When I awaken to this in the middle of the night and either move the dog over or kick him off the bed to the dog bed, which is 2 feet away and very comfortable, my boyfriend gets upset. Then there are nights when the dog is sleeping on the dog bed and my boyfriend will still maneuver his way into my bed space and I'm once again hanging off the side. When I nudge him, sorry, this is funny, and like I'm seeing a lot of similarities to my own life. When I nudge him awake and he once again gets upset. I've tried explaining to him that he's never done this before and I sleep like that. Sorry. I tried explaining to him that he's never done this before and I sleep like that. and don't move, so it's completely on him. He says he just wants to be close to me. I know this is completely not true because we were long distance for a year, and when we visited each other, we never had this issue. He's a PJM, and I don't want him to think that I don't like sleeping with him, but I feel like I'm one bad sleep away from drugging him with Advil PM and red wine. We have a queen-size bed, and we can't fit a king up the spiral staircase in our apartment. Any advice? Love a burnt toaster. You know what? There is a special place in hell for people who get in your way of you in a good sleep. Like,
I agree.
It's so abhorrently offensive. And this, I take personal offense to this. I've been going through this. Theo always sleeps in the middle of me and Ben's bed. Theo is small. We have a king bed. It really works totally fine. But recently, Theo has been deciding to lay
horizontally.
No, even if he lays horizontally, he still fits. Our bed is really big. He's been deciding to lay on Ben's side, on the opposite side of the middle. So Ben is now forced to move closer to me. And I wake up in the middle of the night sometimes and Ben is like breathing in my ear and I literally sock him. I'm like, get the fuck, what the fuck? He's like, Theo. I'm like, I don't care. Move him. He's a dog. Like, it's so disgusting. I'm like, I can feel when someone's on me in my sleep. And this is really upsetting. And you have to start laying down some ground rules. Say like, listen, I work 8 hours a day. I'm fucking tired. Put the dog in the bed and get away from me.
Yeah. Or.
Stern.
Or it's time for separate bedrooms.
Yeah. No.
I just feel like it's just, I'm watching Downton Abbey and that's mm-hmm. like something that they used to do back in the day.
They do it in The Crown. Yeah.
Separate bedrooms. And I see it.
Yeah, no, to be honest, like, you know when people say like, oh, how's, you know, this person's marriage? They're sleeping in separate bedrooms.
Oh, I'm so
like,
oh, really, so
things
good.
Are going well. You know, like, that sounds ideal. I don't think there's anything wrong with sleeping in separate bedrooms. If you're the type of person who doesn't sleep well with others and you, like, really value sleep. Like, some people can run on 5 hours of sleep. I check my health app. I get consistently 9 hours of sleep every night and I'm still so tired. Like, sleep is important to me.
What about you guys get, like, a really nice dog bed for the dog to sleep on?
She said she has one. It's so nice. It's 2 feet away from the bed and it's very comfortable.
So then your boyfriend can sleep on it.
Maybe you also just have to like put him down.
Yeah,
or your husband.
Or you need to move where you can have a king bed. Like,
yeah, that's a thing. You know, I was I forget. I was looking at someone's Instagram and they were saying how they just got a king bed for the first time. I forget who it was. Oh, it was Julie Wilson from Cosmo Magazine. Mm. She said they've had a queen bed their whole life and she's going to get a king bed now. And I literally left a comment. I'm like, this is going to change your life. Like, king beds, if you have the space, I cannot. Do you still sleep in a queen?
I sleep in a queen bed.
Okay, and that's insane.
I know. And I have the space for a king. And I'm not going to get one right now. But like, and I ordered a new bed a year ago.
Change your life.
I know. What am I doing? And
by the way, your new bedroom is huge.
Huge. But I can't get one right now.
Free mattress companies. Reach out. No. She needs one.
Ugh, but it's like, it's too much change.
No, it's not, Jackie. Literally, like, in me and Ben's first apartment,
we're literally
on
top of each other when we're asleep. Like, it's always something.
In me and Ben's first apartment, the bedroom was really small and we still shoved a king bed in there. We didn't have any room for nightstands. We had one dresser and a TV. We had no room for anything. It was the happiest I've ever been. Like, I would have it no other way. Even though the room was perfectly sized, we could have had the cutest room.
Yeah.
If it was a queen or a full bed, not going to happen. Like, I think that, you know, a good sleep situation is the root of a healthy marriage.
Yeah, but we do have a good sleep situation. And Bruno does not sleep with us.
Oh, that's true.
And if Bruno slept with us, it would be a disaster.
But in a few years, he will start. Like, I'm just letting you know.
And in a few years, I'll have a king.
I don't know why you're, like, so against it. You just, like, need it.
I don't know. It's, like, it is sort of nice. Like, we're forced to, like, see each other in our sleep.
No.
And it's like, hey.
I'm going to vomit.
Hi, how you doing?
That sounds fucking horrible.
Hi, there.
That sounds disgusting. Like, I don't want to be at a certain point.
Because, like, when we sleep in a king bed in hotel room beds, like, we don't see each other. Like, it's like, goodbye.
Yeah. But,
and so then when we come back to our queen, it's like, oh, hi, how are you?
No, the thing is that, like, with the king, when we watch TV and, like, before we go to bed, like, we're in the middle. Ben's on my side. I'm on his side. But then a time comes when I'm like, goodbye. And that's nice to have your own space.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I know. But it doesn't – I mean, I sleep great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good luck to you. Like, rule with an iron fist. Sleep is too important.
Yeah. I don't know what the suggestion was, but
– the suggestion was, like, speak sternly to him. He's getting upset. Like, what is he, a two-year-old? You rule with an iron fist, lady.
Yeah.
This is your home, too. That's our show.
Yeah, that
Anything
is
else?
Our show.
That, you, no, you're right. That is our show.
No, it's someone else's show.
Thank Thank you guys so much for listening to The Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching us on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places. So wherever you listen to podcasts, find us, The Morning Toast, and leave a five-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. Hope you have an amazing, amazing day. Hump day. Let it run its course, you know? And have a great fucking day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.